Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, I'm Rebecca at the Council Bluffs Home Depot. I
Yes, ma'am.
have some customers here that want to have a trash compactor installed in their home.
Okay.
Do you guys do that?
If there's a if I believe we would be able to do that as long as there's a proper, you know, if as long as you can create an order for it in your system, you would just submit the PO, and once we receive the PO, we would contact the customer within about 24 hours of receiving the order to offer the customer assistance with scheduling.
Okay, so do you know how? I've never done this before. Do you know what I would put this under or how I would
Oh
go
no,
about doing this?
I don't know. I don't have that information, unfortunately.
Okay. They said they could, but I don't know. I still don't know how to put it in the system. They said they need an order to go through in order for them to do it, though.
Ask them, is it considered a built-in appliance? Is that what they?
Do you know if that would be considered a built-in appliance?
No, it would have to have its own dedicated SKU number for that particular type of installation. And if you don't have a SKU number for that particular type of installation in your system, then it's probably not a service offered by Home Depot.
So if it's not in there, so we have two choices on our program. We have the built-in appliance, and then we have kitchen and bath fixture replacement, disconnect and reconnect. So I don't know which one we should put it under, but you guys will install it.
Only if you have an actual SKU number that you can create an order for installation with. I see that it looks like Home Depot does offer trash compactor installations.
Right.
I see that trash compactor install for 100 for a price, so I just don't have a SKU number for it.
Because I don't have anything in here price-wise.
Oh, I understand. It looks like it's about $200. I found it on one list of like the built-in. You might have to start out with built-in and then find the SKU
Okay.
number and the list of built-in appliances. For some of the lists of services I see for Home Depot, I don't see the trash com No, I see it. There it is. Okay. And that has it listed at a lower cost. Okay. What area are you in?
Iowa.
Iowa? Okay. I'm not sure which of these would apply. I actually don't have any SKU numbers to go with any of this either, though. I can just see the services. But then again, let's see here. Yeah, this isn't helping.
Gonna be a moment where she's working on another appliance one. So I have all I have is a measure SKU for $69 to make the measure happen with the built-in appliance mat. And then after the measure is done, you're saying that they get Expo can install it, but I don't
As
have a SKU for it.
what about SKU 6665. I don't know how these SKU numbers are supposed to be entered in your system.
Let me have those numbers again.
It started out with 488-723, and then the four digits specific for a trash compactor are 6665. That's the standard two SKU. I don't know if y'all are on the standard two SKU.
Okay, we're going to put it in and see if it comes up with anything. My thing is, like, falling apart on me. Yeah. Nope.
I don't know. Let's see. What city are you in?
Council Bluffs.
Okay, thank you.
Get that note in so I can use that computer, please. Our computer is freezing up. I don't want to even set you up for a measure unless I know that they can do this. You know what I mean? It froze.
Yeah, you should be on the standard two SKU. So with that in mind, what if you start out? It's going to be under the built-in installs for a standard two SKU, and it starts out with 488-723.
Okay, hold on. Our computer's crashed on us, so we got to bring it back up.
Okay, no problem.
That's okay. Wouldn't it restart as well? Might be. If it saves it. This one? We'll go with that one. Yeah, has something on. Okay, so I do have built-in appliance net on here, but like you said, it's only showing $69 for the measure. How do I know, though, that the install will happen if they pay for the measure?
Well, I mean, do you have any options for, okay, so you have the option to choose a built-in install, but does your system prompt you, okay, so now that you've chosen that you want a built-in install, what appliance is going to be installed? I believe your system automatically prompts for the measure first, just, you know, because it's like a helpful reminder, like, you know, you should set up a measure, so the system is automatically programmed to prompt for the measure. And then after you accept the measure, then it would give you a list of appliances that you can choose from. So the next step would be like, what are you going to have installed? I don't know. I've not used the Home Depot system. This is my best guesstimates.
Okay. Well, we'll see if this one works. And if it doesn't, then I guess we're not going to go for it.
Okay.
Do you mind if I touch the phone? Okay.
But the SKU number for that should be the 488-723-6665, But you should be able to choose that option in your computer for that particular in appliance, as far as I'm aware. Because I believe the system gives you like a list of choices. Is that what's happening?
No, it's not giving us choices. It's only, so I'm going to put in the model number of the compactor and see if it'll take that one. Here.
Okay.
We're looking.
Okay.
It's not working.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your help. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
Nope, that's it.
Yeah, thank you for calling XPO. It's my pleasure to assist you. I hope you have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Did it bring up anything?